Nursing home residents and staff are hopeful the worst of COVID-19 is over as life in those facilities returns to pre-pandemic normal. That comes after a year of loss and isolation as facilities grappled with COVID outbreaks. Jenny Leach is a registered nurse at Westminster Village. Cheston Oliver plans activities for residents at the Bloomington facility. They spoke with Dana Vollmer about how they adapted to keep residents connected during lockdown.
So before COVID, with activities, we did everything from arts and crafts to bingo to having entertainment come in, people singing and playing instruments. And unfortunately, when COVID hit, that all changed. We couldn't do activities like we did before. Families couldn't visit like they did before. And it was very important that we kept residents in touch with their family members. So activities went from being about activities to making sure that every resident was able to keep in contact with family, whether it was via Skype, iPads, or we were even using our own cell phones just to make sure that residents could keep in touch with their family members.
Jenny, what do you think worked well and what kind of got lost in translation when you pivoted to the phone and Zoom calls?
Physical touch, definitely. I mean, you can see someone on the screen, but it's not the same as someone being there interacting with you, you know, maybe playing a game, you know, just it's not the same. Definitely not the same.
And going off on that, furthermore, sometimes even just being able to understand each other, it was a lot more difficult, especially if we were having bad connection that day. Sometimes calls didn't go through. So that was very difficult at times too, and very frustrating because of course, during that time, you want the resident to have a very good experience because that's all we had in that moment. We did see people who were hard of hearing have a lot of difficulty. So of course we got creative and did what we could using devices to amplify their hearing, but sometimes that doesn't even always work.
You stress the importance of physical touch, and without in-person visits from family, that kind of leaves you to be the one that's there and holding residents' hands when they're ill. Jenny, what was it like sort of standing in for family?
Whenever I have the chance, anytime I'll sit with somebody, hold their hand. But I mean, with COVID, everyone was sick. So really, it was hard to be able to spend that one-on-one time. You're really just trying just to make sure meds were passed, people were taken care of. Helping the CNAs pass trays, you know, it was very hard.
And along with doing phone calls, whether it was iPad or Skype, the activities and social services department made a point to make sure that all of us worked together so that every resident was seen each day, even if it was just spending a few minutes with them. So that way, in some capacity, they could have interaction. Of course, we had to take precautions during that time, but we did our best to see every single individual.
In-person visits are allowed again. What has it been like to reunite these families?
Emotional, but in a very beautiful way. And you can just feel the difference in the building. The residents are just more chipper, more like themselves before the pandemic.
It can be kind of a culture shock to go from COVID lockdown to seeing people you don't normally see or even just leaving your room. Cheston, was that overwhelming at all for residents or were they just excited?
I wouldn't say overwhelming. I didn't quite see overwhelming. I think just a little bit of caution and not even out of fear, but just because that's not what they had done for a year. So coming out for activities, I think was a little confusing at first, but it picked up very quickly. People are coming out for activities. They're asking us, you know, what time is bingo? What time is this? They're keeping track of the schedule. They're very, very excited.
I agree. They definitely keeps, you know, keeps them, you know, mentally engaged and, you know, keeps them busy. Because, I mean, before all they did was, you know, sit in the room, maybe watch TV, read the paper if they could. But now they can actually interact with others. And that's exciting to see.
The pandemic isn't over. Vaccinations have slowed and new variants are popping up. Working in long-term care, does it feel like you're on the other side of COVID or is there fear of another wave?
I feel like for me, I feel like we're on the other side of this. I'd say most of our facility is vaccinated. And since we've all been vaccinated, we have not had any COVID cases. Mm-hmm. So honestly, I feel optimistic. Everyone's happy. So we're just going to live in the moment. If there is, you know, a chance that we have to shut down the unit again or, you know, keep the families out of the facility right now, we'll just enjoy while we can. But and we're still getting COVID tests done. I know last week all the residents got COVID tested, staff got COVID tested, and everyone came back negative. So
it feels like a lot of hope. A lot of hope for the future.
That's Chasten Oliver and Jenny Leach of Westminster Village talking to Dana Vollmer.